أحسن الله إليكم وبارك الله فيكم. شيخنا حفظكم الله، الآن نعرض عليكم أسئلة.
أي نعم يعرض.
جزاكم الله خيرا وبارك الله فيكم. سائل يقول: بعض دعاة من أهل البدعة الذين لهم سودة وجولة في هذه البلاد يحاولون بشتى الوسائل تشويه سمعة هذا الإمام، ويدعون أنه حالف الإنجليز ضد الخلافة العثمانية وسعى في سقوطها، فكيف نرد على هؤلاء؟ The question is, some very active du'at from among the innovators in this country are trying their best to destroy the reputation of this Imam, and they claim that Imam Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab allied English army against the Ottoman Khilafa, and that he fought hard against it until it collapsed. So how do we refute such claim? Afiduna barakallahu feekum.
أولا، كون الشيخ يظهر له خصوم وأعداء وأنه يشوه دعوته وأنه يتهم بما بالتهم، هذا حصل للرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم.
First of all, concerning the Shaykh having enemies and people trying to refute him or people trying to destroy to hurt him and his da'wah and destroy his credibility, then this happened to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam from before him.
أنهم يقابلون بالسوء ويقابلون بالاتهامات.
And this happened to the, in fact, this happened to all of the prophets from before him, that they will be fought with a suء, with ill action, and they will be lied upon and accused of things that they did not do.
ولكنهم لا يلتفتون إليها. بل يمضون في دعوتهم، لأن القصد ليس مدح الناس أو ثناء الناس أو رضا الناس، وإنما القصد إرضاء الله جل وعلا.
But they do not look toward these things, nor do they ask about them, because the meaning or the reason behind their actions is not the people, nor is it making the people happy or making them accepting of you, but the reason behind it, the qasd, is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is accepting of what you do and He likes what you do, so it is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they continue in their da'wah and do not look toward these things.
قد قال صلى الله عليه وسلم أن يلتمس رضا الناس بسخط الله سخط الله عليه وأسخط عليه الناس، ومن يلتمس رضا الله بسخط الناس رضي الله عنه وأرضى عنه الناس.
And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم said, the one whom seeks the rida, the acceptance of the people of him through or by the sakhat or by the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if this person he seeks, subhanallah, the person who seeks the rida, the acceptance of the people, even though it angers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah will be angry with him and make the people angry with him as well. And the one whom seeks the acceptance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even if it angers the people, then Allah will accept him and force the people to accept him as well.
الناحية الثانية أن هؤلاء يروجون ويشوهون دعوة الشيخ ويقولون الدعوة ولله الحمد ناصعة ولا يؤثر فيها هذه الترهات وهذه الأباطيل، ونحن نحاكمهم إلى كلام الشيخ.
And second of all, these people that say and talk and rant and rave about the Shaykh, then alhamdulillah, this da'wah continues to go forward and increase even with all of their opposition toward it. And we direct them toward the sayings of a Shaykh.
وَإِلَى كُتُبِهِ فَإِنْ وَجَدُوا فِيهَا مَا يُؤَيِّدْ مَا يَقُولُونَ فَعَلَيْهِمْ أَن يُدْرِسُوهُ.
and we direct them toward finding in the sayings of the Shaykh and his books and writings that which will support what they accuse him of. And if they find it, we ask them to make it apparent to the people and show it to us.
كتبه الآن موجودة ومحفوظة فنطلب منهم ونتحداهم تحديا أن يأتوا بإثبات ما يقولون عن دعوة الشيخ.
His books are present and they are printed. So look, let them look in them and find that which supports their accusations. So here, we challenge them. This is a challenge. Find something in his books that supports these accusations you have.
هذه ناحية ثانية. الناحية الثانية مسألة الخلافة فإن بلاد نجد لم تدخل تحت حكم الأتراك وإنما هي كانت يد أمرائها كل بلد عليه أمير ولذلك الشيخ رحمه الله ذهب إلى الأمير محمد بن سعود.
As for the question of al-Khilafa, at that time, Bilad Najd, the lands of Najd, was not under the Khilafa. They were not under the jurisdiction of the Khalifa of that time. But the power or the authority was put under their Umarat, their leaders. So every town, every village and city in that area had its own leaders. This is why the Shaykh Muhammad bin Abdul Wahhab, he went to a leader. The leader was Muhammad bin Saud.
لما أراد أن يدعو إلى الله لأنه هو الأمير وهو الوالي وهو السلطة فبايعه على الكتاب والسنة.
So he went to the leader, which was Muhammad bin Saud, because he was the one who was the Amir and he was the one who had the power and he was the one who was the wali of the who was the wali over the people, and he called him to his da'wah.
ولم يخرج على الخلافة لأن البلاد نجد بأيدي أهلها وهو لجأ إلى أمير من أمرائها وبالتالي كل أمراء البلاد النجدية انضوا تحت إمارة محمد بن سعود وصاروا دولة واحدة.
So the Shaykh, he did not make khuruj. He did not go outside of the... So he did not make khuruj on the Khilafah of that time. He went to the leaders of those whom were around that were around him, and he called them. And this is why the Arabian Peninsula all came under the power, or all came under the jurisdiction of Muhammad ibn Saud.
ببركة هذه الدعوة. نعم.